This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do we have Doug Deacon's groans? Do we have
No, I'm not doing this. I swear to God. I was telling you before the show, I was dreading today. Dreading. I haven't seen it. When they were 0-16 and 1-15, I did not see reaction like what happened yesterday. And I can understand it. You've been made to fool. You've been made a fool of. And I think that I can explain, not excuse, I can explain why they lost. It's not that hard, actually.
Ken?
Oh, yeah. Do you want me to do it?
Yes, please.
All right. Why
they lose, Ken?
This is the second quarter here. This is on Tennessee's touchdown drive that went 11 plays at 87 yards. I wrote this down yesterday. Second and 4, penalty Myles Garrett. 3rd and 10, penalty, Demarius Randall. That was at the Tennessee 44. You were getting off the field. 2nd and 8, penalty on Sheldon Richardson. Another first down. 3rd and 4 at the Cleveland 11. Neutral zone infraction. Mm-hmm. There's a first down. You gave 5 first down on penalties in one quarter. You gave them in a drive. You gave four of them in a drive. And then on the very next possession, because, hey, sorry, he's the head coach of the football team. We had a nice long offseason. Freddie seems like a good guy, but what's got to be done is what's got to be done. On the ensuing possession.
Calling for his dismissal?
No. On the ensuing possession by the Cleveland Browns, 1st and 10, Nick Chubb to the left, 9 yards.
Yep.
2nd and 1.
All right, here we go. Let's go. 2nd and 1. What do they got? What are they going
to
draw?
Incomplete pass to Demetrius Harris where he hurt his shoulder.
Oh, okay, you do that if you're going to run the ball on 3rd down.
Okay. Baker Mayfield incomplete. Deep right to Jarvis Landry. Time to punt.
I mean, 2nd and 1, 3rd and 1.
2nd and 1. The play calling was off schedule. It just was. He threw it 38 times. You said it yourself. Go ahead and say it.
It felt like 70. It felt like every down.
Nick Chubb.
He was going back there with no protection trying to throw the ball.
Nick Chubb actually averaged, and some of this you can say it's helped because at one point they're just down, so that's it. Nick Chubb ended up with 17 carries for 75 yards. Mm-hmm. I thought it was 16. He ended up with 17 carries for 75 yards. That's what they officially gave him. Averaged almost 4.5 yards a carry.
Before the game, there was a report on NFL Network. It was that Freddie Kitchens said they were going to establish the run. That never happened.
Listen, it's just not good. I didn't want to do this today. I swear to God, I dreaded this today. I said, what this is, I was sitting here at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm going, this is like when you get in trouble at school and the principal calls your dad and he's telling you he's going to tell you we're going to deal with this when he gets home from work, and now I'm home from school. And I got Arthur on TV, and I'm just waiting for Dad to come home, because that's it. Doug's coming up next, and I'm waiting for dear old Dad to get home, because I know that all these Browns fans are going to be upset about this. And I have nothing to do but to let you vent it out. You're right. 9 months. 9 months of a great offseason. 9 months of fun. 9 months of hoopla. We bought in. Everybody bought in. And then now you saw what the reaction was yesterday by some of the national media pundits and even by some of the local ones. I think you feel like you've been made a fool of, correct?
Yes.
The way
yes.
a lot of Browns fans yes. would feel. So 216-578-0092. I don't think that this is anything to, I think they got to flush it. I don't think that this is too much of a talented roster to go to hell. I think what we saw yesterday was a complete and utter abomination, obviously. They gave up in the late third quarter, early fourth quarter. After that Derrick Henry screen that
was done.
Yeah, there
quit.
Was a penalty during it, and
Kenny,
they didn't call it, I know.
They totally quit.
But
in
they
the fourth
quit.
Quarter.
They pressed, they quit. Things went to
it's
hell.
It's the opener. It's the opener. And
yeah, I know. Hopefully it's a wake up call for them.
It was a 2-point game. It was a 2-point game with 3 minutes left in the third quarter.
Well, hopefully it was a wake up call for them. I don't see them committing, and people were killing me for this. I just don't expect them to commit 18 penalties.
Sure. Well, that'll never happen again. I mean, that's a record.
For over 150 yards I don't expect Greg Robinson to kick somebody. Why did Greg Robinson go Shawn Michaels yesterday?
I have no idea what that was. That was Draymond Green.
I'm up in the booth. Hold on. I'm up in the booth. Gibbs is running. I'm right behind Jim and Doug, and I'm right behind Gibbs. I shake Gibbs because Gibbs kind of gives a look to Spano. He's like, what is this? And I shook Gibbs. I go, he kicked him in the face mask.
He can't do that.
Number 78 has been disqualified for kicking an opponent. It is second down.
Greg Robinson's been kicked out of the game.
That was. I mean, he booted him. I thought he was going to give him a concussion.
He fell over and for whatever reason decided to reach out.
I don't think Stipe's ever kicked a dude that hard in the head.
Give a kick in the face. And then the replacement. Because, again, this is on more bad calls. I'm sorry. When you're back at your own 3-yard line, probably not a good idea to throw out of there.
It's probably when you can't protect.
It's probably even a worse idea. And we talked about this on the phone yesterday afternoon. It's probably a worse idea to have a false start than run out of, or then throw out of there again and leave Kendall Lamb in one-on-one protection, who's the backup left tackle. And then he got hurt on the play because there was the safety on it.
He got crushed so bad. Cody Kessler while we're down there in the goal line.
So then you had to go and take Chris Hubbard and eventually move him over to left tackle. And take Justin McCray and put him over to right tackle, a guy who's just been barely on the football team.
Rearranging the chairs on the Titanic.
I don't expect it. Really, that's as about as apropos as that analogy has ever been. I don't expect that to happen again. I think this is, through all this, there's going to be, folks, we've got 4 hours where people are going to be very angry. Through all of this, while you are certainly entitled to the anger, you paid good money, you're excited for it. They completely made a fool of themselves. They completely made a fool of you in that case. Go ahead and do it. I don't think that this is what we're going to see on Monday night. I don't think this is what we're going to see on the subsequent Sunday night against the LA Rams. I really don't expect to see anything like that ever again throughout 2018 or 2019. I don't expect anything like that to happen again. But what was on the field was an absolute abomination and needs to be spoken about, and things need to be vented. So 216-578-0092. I'm just going to go to the phones now. Glenn in the Falls, you're next up on the Fan. Good morning.
Welcome in, Glenn. Great to hear from you.
186 yards and penalties, please. Is that right?
That's right.
How horrible is the attitude towards on that organization right now? I looked at Freddie Kitchens yesterday. I didn't think he could call a play to get out of a paper bag if he wanted to. Constantly doubting himself. Baker constantly doubting Freddie Kitchens. The defense couldn't get themselves off the field if they wanted to because they were kept on kicking themselves in the head. It's ridiculous.
That was Greg Robinson who kicked him in the head.
What I signed up for. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. This is not what I signed up for 9 months ago. Thank God, and I say this with trepidation and hindsight, that I traded my tickets yesterday for next Sunday night versus the Rams. Because if they're like 0-2 going into that, then this is going to be, I hate to say it, the worst dumpster fire known to man. I'm out of here.
Thank
Bye.
You, Glenn. Back to the phones. Vince in Euclid. Vince, you're next up on the Fan.
Oof. Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Morning, Vince.
Not good.
Hey, man. Hey, you know, it's Freddie's first game, but that was horrible. That was abominable. You know, he was pretty embarrassed after the game. He had his hat down. It was like, you know, he knew what happened. He had his tail between his legs.
He spent the first half yelling at refs. I mean, I don't know. Maybe yell at the players.
Well, he had a couple.
You're yelling at refs the entire first half. I don't know. Maybe your players were a little undisciplined. Sure, some of those calls were, you know what, the push off, the Odell Beckham stuff. I mean, some of the stuff was garbage, absolutely. But maybe, just maybe, you should go after your players, not the refs, the entire first half. Because I'm telling you what doesn't help is pissing off the entire officiating crew in the first half. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't help at all. The one thing you could say, it kind of reminds me of, like, the cool teacher in study hall. He kind of lets you do whatever the heck you want. That's what it kind of looked like yesterday. And they got to remind these guys that they're football players, and you're going to have to hit people. And I don't think Odell Beckham Jr. wearing a $300,000 watch is a good look. I mean, this is Cleveland, Ohio. We are blue collar town, and I really don't like it.
Well, it's only 160,000, Vince.
Oh, whatever.
We're going after the watches now.
I didn't know you could wear a watch.
Right. People are going to say you wear whatever the heck you want, but come on, man. You're obviously not going to be blocking anybody wearing that kind of watch.
Well, honestly, I mean, Vince,
maybe maybe he could have actually looked at his freaking watch and knew, maybe get out of bounds at the end of the first half. Maybe I should actually keep track of the time and understand I'm a veteran in this league and need to help my quarterback to throw a Hail Mary before the end of the first half. I'm going to march my ass out of bounds. No, instead, he goes inbounds and says, I'm going to keep running and keep running and keep running. Like, is he Energizer Bunny? Look at your watch. Your watch has the time on it. It says, get your ass out of bounds.
You're a lot more angry than I thought you were going to be.
I'm okay.
Andrew in Virginia, you're next up in the Fan.
Hey, what's up, guys? Listen, I'm originally from Northeast Ohio.
He's still going. He's still marching. He's from the 30 to the 35 to the 30 to the 25 to the 30. Oh, the clock's over. You're done. We lost. The half's over. Now we have to go in the locker room. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Okay. Listen, I hate to say this, and listen, I'm a fan of the Browns. I own a T-shirt, but this is why there's so many of us that are diehard Ohio State fans and live and breathe Ohio State football, because this is the only chance that Northeast Ohio has of any type of redemption is with the Buckeyes, and it's the only chance.
It's the first.
What are we doing?
Now wait a minute.
What are we talking about? He says
that makes him feel better.
No, that doesn't make me feel
any
better.
I'm an Akron fan. They got blown out by UAB, and they're using turnover pencils.
The turnover pencil.
How do you think I feel, Andrew?
Can we take the eraser on the end of the turnover pencil and erase that whole idea and get that the hell out of there, Arth? Come on.
Ohio State didn't even mail me back in high school. They didn't even care. Dan in Amherst. Dan, good morning.
Hey, good morning, fellas. I just wanted to comment on the play call, and just like you guys have been talking about for a while now, who loses the left tackle on his 2-yard line and puts their quarterback in a passing situation?
Like, you can't run out of there. Why not run out of there? Why not just run?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
I can punt and play. The defense in the first half, because they gave up a ton of yards, Dan, or they gave up a ton of points. That's going to happen when you have interception returns by Kevin Byard in the second half. The first half, I thought, other than the penalties, obviously, where you gifted them a touchdown, the defense, I thought, did pretty decent. Myles Garrett, other than the stupid penalty, was very good. I thought Larry Ogunjobi was good. Denzel Ward was a little shaky to start things out. Obviously, you're going to have that. Go ahead, Dan.
When discipline's bad, you look toward the head coach. You look toward the coaching staff. You look toward the head coach when you got an undisciplined team, which they played with a lot of a lack of discipline yesterday. But I just, like I said, I can't help but think the play calling had a lot to do with the situation the Browns put themselves in. We put all kinds of plays on Freddie Kitchens without, you know, the last several months about, you know, this guy must have it. He's the offensive coordinator. Look how the Browns turned himself around. Remember, Greg Williams was there last year. I understand he lost yesterday as well. But Greg Williams was up there. He didn't get any of the praise for the Browns turning around. So I'm just thinking to myself, you know, if this was a Hugh Jackson team, we would be killing him today. So let's just, you know, hold our horses on Freddie. Let's see how the Browns turn himself around, because the head coach, this is all going to be on him to see how the Browns come out next Monday if they have a turnaround.
We have to be honest with each other. And again, I think that it's a much better roster than what they showed. And thank you for the call, Dan. I think it's a much better roster than what they showed yesterday. So I don't think anything like this is going to happen again.
That's the good news. The good news is they're very talented.
That's why when I said there, I think they're going to be fine. They're not going to have 18 penalties. I don't think you're going to have to do this weird roulette with the offensive line like you had to do. The play calling will be a concern. The offensive line is a concern. The play calling will be a concern. What I saw yesterday became emotional, and you have to take emotions out of it. I hammered Greg Williams for it in the win against Denver last year, because I thought he was emotional about it. And I don't think that's how you win football games. Yesterday became emotional. You can't allow that to happen. 216-578-0092. More of you coming up next. We'll try to do Lyman Likes at 640. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman, the dangerous one at 720 on the Fan. There was going to be a blowout.
I thought
technically it was.
It was. And then the first drive of the game, they scripted that. We just got to script all the plays from now on, apparently. They scripted those plays. They kept them on their heels. So balanced. Yeah. Everything they did on that first drive, the way that they used misdirection, the way that the wide receiver screens, Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry, there's nothing There was nothing that could be done by the Titans on that first drive. And then once that went away and the line started breaking down, they abandoned the run completely. And obviously, they were undisciplined. And I don't know where that comes from.
Well,
they'll say coaching, because every time, I always make fun of this.
Uh-huh.
What do people do every time a team gets a lot of penalties? They go, that's coaching. Well, Freddie was not coaching during the preseason and training camp to commit penalties. You know why you commit a lot of penalties sometimes? Mm. Normally, it's talent. Normally, some of your talented your least talented players are making those mistakes. But this was everybody. Everybody had a hand in it. And I don't know. I don't have the answer to why that happened.
I thought there'd be a lot of penalties. I told you that all throughout last week. 18? I didn't know they would tie a record they set in 1951. I didn't foresee that happening.
Well, the record's actually 21.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, so it's the most since
1951. It's the most since
1951. Okay, so they have something to shoot for.
They had 21 at one point, and they had 18 at one point in 1951. Now, technically, they actually had 20 penalties yesterday.
Now, that team was undisciplined.
Can I have a theory?
Because there were two on a play, and that happened twice. One superseded the other.
If you're going to lose by 30, at least commit more penalties than you did in 1951, because that would have been the story. Wow, the penalties. Because I'll tell you what, the thing that is concerning to me, I'm not even as concerned at the offensive line as everybody else is. If Greg Robinson ends up getting suspended for this somehow, then obviously it's going to be a great concern, but I don't foresee him kicking anybody in the face. I thought that they were okay. I can't believe I just said that. I don't foresee him kicking anybody in the face again. Well, you can never say never now.
He'll probably go to the stomach next time.
The thing that I'm more nervous about
is... I mean, a finisher's a finisher.
That play calling, that got emotional. And you cannot sit there and do what we do in video games. When Derrick Henry went racing down the side, I think they saw the same thing a lot of Browns fans did. You got back within two. You're rolling again. Baker just boom, 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 touchdown. Okay, you're back within two. You're in a position you can take this thing back over again and win this football game even though it was sloppy. And then Derrick Henry goes down the sideline, and we all saw it. It was a missed call. And that's when I thought that they just let the emotions get in, then it's Baker whipping it down the field with really no clear and present reason to do so, and then things got out of hand. That, to me, that you let your emotions get involved, and Freddie simply can't – I know he's an emotional person – you simply can't allow that to happen. You can't allow that to happen.
I'm very surprised that when this team got punched in the mouth the way they did, that they just gave in. I did not expect that. I thought this team way too talented for that.
They are.
I know now. Here's
they are.
If you want to talk, I mean, they don't have a lot of veterans. They don't have a lot of guys that have won in this league. Maybe that had something to do with it. I don't know. But that still does not excuse their behavior and the way they acted. That was a bunch of childish behavior from the beginning to the end of that game for a lot of those guys.
Let's get to the phones. 216-578-0092. Wally and Willard, you're first up on the Fan.
Well, it's the same old song and dance in just another year, and it's hysterical how the fans and the coolest media members keep continuing to think that things have changed. There's no discipline in this locker room. No one in Berea has a clue. They keep drafting people that they evaluate higher than the rest of the league does, and nothing's going to change. I don't know why you guys turn the page to another year and think it's going to be any different.
All right, so we're just supposed to stop talking
Browns about the Browns,
and rooting for the Browns?
I didn't say you should stop talking about them. I just said that the expectations and the way you people evaluate the talent, supposed talent in this town. I don't understand how you have your jobs because you guys
I don't know either. It's amazing.
No, that went well.
Amazing.
Hey, that's the reason a lot of people are upset. They're a very talented team. Oh, no, you can call in and fart all over the pillow if you want to, but just, I mean, make some rational sense. This is why I can't say it's the same old Browns just because they're a more talented team than they've been. The team is too talented. That's why you're upset. The team is actually talented. And they went out there and they rolled over in the second quarter, in the second half of the football game, when they really had no reason to. Hell, they were even down by nine. The Derrick Henry thing took the wind out of the sails. No doubt about it. You're still only down by nine. You had a whole quarter left. As an offense, it's supposed to be explosive. There are reasons behind this. You don't play a lot in the preseason. That is what's going to happen. I wanted that talent on the field for the regular season. I still am a proponent of what we said. I knew that today or yesterday was going to be a bit sloppy.
I'm not blaming the preseason.
But I'm not going to. Well, you're not.
Maybe a half.
Okay, but you're not going to have a whole lot there. What they did, they rolled over in the second half. But the team is still too talented to do so. Okay? So obviously it can't be the same old Browns, because honestly, if this season ends up being a disaster of some sort, it's even worse, because they actually do have talent.
That's why we're upset. Like last year, the 0-16 year and the 1-15 year, eventually we kind of had fun with the losses. We did, because we knew we didn't have a quarterback. We knew there was no talent team. We knew the coach sucked. Okay, all of those things. Well, because this team is loaded, and they are loaded. They didn't play like it yesterday, but they are loaded. We know they have talent all across the board. That's why we're upset. That's why the fact that they got manhandled the way they did in the third quarter, third and fourth quarter, that's why we're upset here. That's why our blood is rising.
Yeah.
You know, that's the reason.
Yeah. I'll let you vent it out, but I mean, you got to make some sense there. What's the biggest problem yesterday? How do you fix that problem? Because you're one game in. Obviously, you have to go about doing it. We have Daryl Ryder coming up at 7:20. Up next to Slime and Likes, or certainly what he didn't like, live on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.